Yes, sir. What's going on? King Judah 23 here. We're going to do a freestyle. Yes, sir. I'm very, very excited about this, man. Oh, by the way, we're going to be live Sunday morning on Facebook. Yes, sir. We're going to talk. We have a live scripture show on Sunday morning. This is our third show this week. I had to, and this is for me making up for not being around the last couple of weeks. This wasn't feeling my very, very best. We're going to do a freestyle today. There's some things that we have to talk about. There's some things we have to discuss. So, that beat just continue to relax. It's meditation, man. What's going on, everybody? King Judah 23 here. Follow me on Instagram at KINGJUDAH23 on Instagram, and also on Facebook at Judah Life, JUDAHLYFE, not LIFE, but LYFE, Judah Life. So those are the two platforms you can always see. I'm putting new content up. I put up videos that make sense. Please follow us, man. Follow us. We're not here to make $1 million. I'm not here to be rich off of this. This is what the Most High has called me to do, to call and to say certain things. We're going to do freestyle today because we talk about Black Lives Matter, but there are certain things that Black Life has done that they fall short on. Okay, well, Black life. When I mean by Black life, I mean the fact that, you know, one day we all are going to have to leave this place. You know, and it's not a bad thing. And people get so scared of death. They scared of death. Oh man, this and that, a third, man. I don't want to go. I don't want to leave out of here. You're leaving out of this dimension, going to the next dimension. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not it when you pass away. You got, and it depends on what you did here. The Most High may have some more works for you. We're here to talk today, right? So the reason why I'm saying this here, I find it very, very funny when I hear Black people talk. I hear Black people talk about food. I hear Black people talk about sex. I hear Black people talk about cars. I hear Black people talk about man versus woman, who should lead the household and who should not lead the household. But here's the question I really want to ask my community. What about life insurance? All of a sudden, now all of a sudden we get a big pause. All of a sudden everybody drop their fork and it clicks on the plate. Wait a minute, what do you mean by life insurance? Let's not talk about that. That's the enemy. No. We had to stop doing that Christianity shit. That's Christianity shit to sit up there talking about some, that's speaking of evil. That's not speaking of evil. That's speaking of common sense, right? That speaks of common sense. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. That speaks of common sense. Because you have to leave here. And guess what? Right now we under this flesh. Right now we under this evil place called Earth, called capitalism. Right? We're under all this, man. So here's my thing, and I'm not trying to put my business out there, but I got life insurance for me and my son. That's just common fucking sense, man. Black people do this all the time, man. They go turn up, they go on vacations, they go screw, they go buy brand new cars, brand new Challengers, brand new Chargers, brand new this, brand new Camaros. I'm talking about they are outright balling out here and don't have not one fucking life insurance policy. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. You have all this. all these new clothes, new polo shirts, new Jordans, new this, new that. You have everything brand new. You out here shining. You glistening. You got your chain on. You got your new bitch with you. Everything is peachy, right? But the only thing you don't have is common sense, because you don't even have life insurance. Do you know for pennies on a dollar you could protect your children? Yes. For pennies on a dollar, do you understand that you can give your children a brand new life? Yes. You can give your children a brand new life, man. You can give your children something. Instead of leaving them bills and leaving them bad credit and all that stuff, you can leave them something. But I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. And I heard a brother said this, and I said, you know what? That makes perfect fucking sense. And it goes back to the crab in the barrel mentality. Go back to Willie Lynch. Do you know the reason why a lot of black folks don't get fucking life insurance? Because they fucking selfish themselves. See, we have to start checking our own community. See, our own community, we have been shitting on each other for so long, man. We have. It's time to really keep it real, and it's time to really start saying some real shit that needs to be fucking said. And I'm saying this on 10 toes. The reason why a lot of black folks don't get life insurance, because they fucking selfish. They look at it as, if I get life insurance, it ain't going to be for me. It's going to be for them. And I can't spend it. I can't go on vacation. I can't pay down on the house. I can't do all this. So just fuck them. Let them scratch. Let them get out of the mud like I did. See, that's a selfish motherfucker. That's a selfish person. And I know a lot of men think like this, but I'm going to be honest with you. This is a really mostly a black woman thing. A black woman will think like that. Well, shit, I ain't going on vacation. Shit, I ain't going to do this. Shit, I ain't going to do that. Let them niggas figure it out for themselves. But you have enough money to go to Jamaica and spend $1,400 on an all inclusive resort in Jamaica. You can go to Mexico. You can go to Colombia. You can go to Puerto Rico. You can go to the Virgin Islands. You can do all these places. Go to all these places and go on Instagram and take pictures and think you are a model for Instagram and all the other shit. You can do all that, but you can't pay something simple as $20 a month for $100,000 worth of life insurance. This is why the Most High has to get rid of his 2/3, because 2/3 think like this. Two-thirds of people think like this. 2/3 of black folks think like this. And it go for the men too. You have all that money to go out here and go buy a new car, put some new rims on that new car. You can go get out here and get your hoe. You can go out here and go to the strip club, make it rain, make it thunder. But you can't leave your children a legacy after you by go getting some fucking life insurance. I'm telling you right now, black folks really are fucked up in the head. But we want to sit up here and we want to continue to clap, 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 clap. You see what happened in Birmingham? You saw what happened in Alabama? You heard what happened in Montgomery? Yeah, man, they hit him with a chair. Yeah, boom, 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 boom. And don't get it fucked up. I'm not sitting up here to try to shit on what happened in Montgomery. What happened in Montgomery, black folks in the South should have been doing anyway. Should have been doing that. White folks in the South have been getting away with a lot of shit for too damn long, and it's about time black folks in the South start standing up for them damn selves and start doing certain shit like that. I am very, 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 very proud of my indigenous people for standing up for themselves. But we need to stop with the bullshit and stop thinking everything's a fucking joke and start really understanding here that we must leave our children a legacy. We got to start leaving our children a legacy here, man. We can't keep telling the thing that we what's the word I really want to say? That we got to pop in like that and we're going to stay in this bitch forever. Everything going to be all right and blah, say, blah. Especially us black men, we're dying off like a motherfucker. Black women dying faster than that. Come on, fellas. I'm talking to my black men here. You know how we are in the street. You know how badass we are. We'll take it to the all the way to the fucking limit. We'll crash out in this bitch, try to prove our manhood. But we won't even get $15 together a month to pay for fucking life insurance. It don't make sense. I'm calling the shit out for what the fuck it is, man. That is straight bullshit. We run around this bitch thinking that we got it popping, man. Think we got it going on. Thinking that we are the outright shit. And we ain't shit, man. We run around on Instagram talking about how good we do it, how good we are, how great we are, how we this, how we that, how we this, how we that. And really, to tell you the truth, 98% of the people who are on Instagram doing that type of shit ain't got a pot to piss in the window, throw it out of. They really want to kill themselves. See, we're going to talk real shit today because we got so many fake motherfuckers running around here, man. It is ridiculous. We got all these fake ass people trying to give you some motivational words and shit like that. And after they cut, stop the recording, they want to go blow their brains out because they don't see that they like, man, I don't see a way out of this. I'm miserable. But you won't get yourself no damn life insurance. You won't get yourself life insurance. And this is the reason why black folks are continuing to get targeted by the police. Do you understand? If you get a $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $1 million policy, let's say for instance, you qualify to get $1 million policy. You got five people in the household. Every last person in that household has $1 million policy. Whew, come on, let's talk. Let's talk today. We're gonna talk. Right? Everybody in that household has $1 million policy. Do you think the police is going to go out and shoot unarmed black men and women who have a $1 million policy on them? You don't think the police know that? They know. They know. The elites know. The people know. They know what you got. That's why they can shoot down and gun your ass down with no problem, because half of you motherfuckers don't even have life insurance. So they figure, hey, if you don't give a fuck about yourself, why would we give a fuck about you? Bang, just like that, dead. But do you think they're going to go out and grab their gun and shoot you all willy-nilly if you have $1 million policy? Hell no, because those people, the elite's going to be like, hey, man, what the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing, man? Are you crazy? You shot five motherfuckers dead and every last one of them have $1 million policy. Do you know we got to kick out $1 million? Man, come on, man. Come on. Really think about that. Why you think they gunning down unarmed black men and women, unarmed brown men and women? Why you think they gun? Because most of y'all motherfuckers ain't got no life insurance. But we can't talk about this. We can't even talk about this at the family table. Man, I was talking to an insurance adjuster. Oh, here we go again. Here we go again, man. What are you talking about, bro? I'm talking about life insurance. Oh, man, go ahead with that bullshit. Let me tell you something, dog. Man, I'm about living, dog. I'm about positivity out this bitch. I'm about being positive in this bitch. You feel me? You know, I ain't trying to think about all that. And then 2 weeks later, man gets gunned down. Man, oh, what happened to man? He wasn't even buying nobody, man. And police rolled up on him and gunned him down. Because guess what? The Most High is saying, okay, since you want to continue to ignore good, sound teaching, let me give you some ignorance yourself. Let the demons loose on man. Man dead. Bam, just like that. It may not be the police. Maybe it may be some what the young people calling the ops. The ops can roll up on them and shoot them dead. Now you gotta have a fish fry. Now you gotta have a cookout. Now you gotta raise plates to bury the nigga. Man, come on. This is a curse of black folks, but we want to talk about Black Lives Matter, right? No, we're not talking about no Black Lives Matter that started by four faggot-ass lesbian homosexuals. No, we're not talking about that type of Black Lives Matter. We're talking about Black Lives Matter that is really going to count. Go get some damn life insurance. Start building a trust for your children. These are the things that is going to get you, that's going to get black folks and get your family to the next level. Not no damn partying, not turning up, not going on vacation, not going all over the damn world, not going to Dubai and flex for Instagram. Look what I'm doing. Look at I got a passport. I can go do this. Yeah, I'm doing it, girl. What happened to that bitch? What happened to that bitch from Houston? That trucker girl? That girl went to Dubai and tried to show her whole ass. And guess what happened to her? Lock up. I bet she came up. I bet you when she left that bitch, they finally let her go. I bet you when she left that bitch humble. It's time for black folks to start getting humble. Especially black women. Black women definitely need to be humble. But black men too. I'm not going to sit up here and say black men don't need to be humble. Black men need to be humble too. Because black men have that spirit about them. When they go to a foreign country, oh, yeah, she want me, dog. You see how she want me? Man, please. Passport bros, y'all the most retarded motherfuckers in the whole wide world. See, we talk about everything here at Judah Light Podcast. We talk about everything. Y'all some of the most retarded motherfuckers I ever met in my life. That bitch don't give two flying fucks about you. She cared about two things. Money and a possible green card. She really wants the money more than anything because she lives a life of shit. Go, I'm gonna tell you some real shit. And I got some people that live out in the Dominican Republic. Shout out to the people out there in the Dominican Republic. But let's just keep it all the way fucking 100, dog. Most of the people living in DR, they barely have any fucking thing. So when you come as an American, you come in with your passport and you got a couple bands to go spit on some hoes. Hey, them hoes, they gonna love you. They gonna, man, yeah, sucky. I'm gonna ride you to until you nut 5-6 times. Yes, you go, man. They gonna make you do all that. They gonna put on their best sexual performance on for you. Because guess what? If they don't, they gonna go back home living next to nothing. But they screw you. Hey, they get $2,000, $3,000. They living good now. For the next 2 to 3 months, they can get food, they can get this, they can get that, they can do all that. And if you're really a fucking simp and you really fall in love with the coochie, oh girl, you're not gonna change your life. Come to America with me. You heard what he said? He said, I can go to America with him. What? Yeah, I can go to America with him. I get my green card. Come on. You're a fucking dumbass if you think she gives a fuck about you. Now we got black women talking about, well, shit, we didn't have a passport since. God damn. Really? Seriously? And you think those Latino men really gonna give a fuck about you? Because you got a big booty bitch, titty man, please. They don't even treat their women correct. Latino men don't even treat their women correct. Might as well go treat you right. And you black too? Man, please. Call you a nigger bitch. Man, that nigger bitch. But she gave me a green card. I'm a fucker good. But I don't respect her. Most Latino men, they beat on their women. This is facts, man. They beat on their women. Asian men too. And definitely Arab men. They definitely beat on their women. So as a passport sister, oh yeah, we need to go find us a husband out there. See, I'm gonna tell you something about women and today's generation of women. They try to compete with men so much. God almighty, it's a competition with them. Well, since you got passport, bro, let's do passports. God damn, really? You really that fucking brain dead? You really that fucking stupid to really think these people really give a fuck about you? People don't give two rat's asses about you, man. They don't give a damn about you. You black, and they don't give a flying fuck. I'm telling you, dog. Stop being so fucking stupid. Stop following every fucking trend that you see. It's retarded, man. It's retarded. I had to say what I had to say, man. Anyway, we're doing freestyle here, man. We're doing freestyle. And these are the things that we have to talk about, man. We talk about these things. Get you some fucking life insurance, man. I'm so tired of black folks running around talking about, well, I don't want to talk about that. Or, I don't want to talk about no life insurance. Or, I don't want to talk about that. You bring them spirits in. You bring them spirits. What spirit are you talking about, homie? You so afraid of fucking death? You afraid of death? Why? Why are you afraid of death? Why is death you so afraid of? Because I'm going to keep it 100. And let's go out to Christians too. 85 to 95% of you motherfuckers have lived a fucked up life. You have gotten over on people. You shitted on people. You done a lot of dirt. And you are afraid of meeting the Most High. Let's keep all the way real. You can sit up there and say, oh, praise Jesus, praise Jesus, praise Jesus, 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 Jesus. First of all, Jesus is not even real. Jesus is Cito Bogia. If you're talking about the Most High, the Alpha Omega is Yah, Yatahem, Yahweh being Yahweh. Yahweh in Hebrew is I am who I am. It's the Hebrew word for the Most High. Look it up. Go on Google. And these are the things that pisses me off so much. You argue so much with what I say or what Yash Karabi saying or what this brother may be saying or that brother may be saying. You have so much, you argue so much about what we have to say, but as simple as going online and pulling up in Hebrew, what's the Hebrew name for God? And the Most High said in His Word that we should not worship God. So why we call Himself a God? But we have to go by man. We have to go by this flesh, right? So what's the Hebrew name for God? It's Yahweh. It shows right there. It's Yah. But you won't even pull that up, and that takes 10 seconds of your time. 10 seconds of your time, depending on how fast you type. 10 to 20 seconds. 30 at the most. 30 seconds of your damn time. That's less than a minute. But you will pull up how much Beyonce is worth, how much Lil Durk is worth, how much NBA Youngboy is worth. I mean, how many rappers NBA Youngboy have been beefing with. Man, y'all talk about the most pointless shit in the whole wide world, but something that's meaningful, yeah, what's the most highest real name in Hebrew, you ain't pull that up. Oh man, that's white man's book. That's a white man's book. That's a white man. That's a white man's religion. That's a white man's book. But then you'll turn right around, man, dog. Man, Young Pharaoh got a new book out, dog, and he talking facts. Man, fuck Young Pharaoh. Young Pharaoh is a motherfucking Satanist. He worships Satan too. That's facts. Look at all the crosses and all the other bullshit across his chest. Young Pharaoh is a Satanist. Young Pharaoh follows Satan too. That's facts, man. Yeah, he can give you good words about the history of black people and the history of this and the history of that. Yeah, that's great. And that's fine. Shout out to Young Pharaoh for doing that. Whatever. But what's all them crosses on your neck, homie? What's up with all the crosses on your neck? What's up with all the signs of evilness on your chest, homie? That's what I want to talk about. But you want to point that out? Oh man, you can't. You gotta hear what Young Pharaoh guys say. Man, you gotta hear what Dr. Umar Johnson guys say. Umar Johnson been trying to open that same damn school for the last 12 fucking years, and he hasn't done not one fucking thing yet. And black folks still donating to him. Why? Why are you still donating to people like Umar Johnson and he hasn't shown you not one fucking brick inside that fucking building? Black folks are so fucking gullible, man. No wonder these Christianity and these pastors and Creflo Dollar and Kenneth Copeland, they can easily just come and get your money because you are so foolish. You are a fool to think that Kenneth Copeland and Creflo Dollar give two flying fucks about you. They don't give a damn about your ass. I mean, it's plain everyday ridiculous, man. Plain everyday ridiculous to continue to think and continue to not to even use your damn brain, man. You don't even use your brain. Don't even use the brain that the Most High gives you. I just be amazed, man. I just really be fucking amazed. I really be amazed at folks, man. Going back to that Beyonce concert, and people spend thousands of dollars to go see this hoe. But won't even spend $10 to get some fucking life insurance. I am telling you, go to some of these people's bank accounts. Go to their ACHs. Go to their withdrawals. It's a whole bunch of nothing. A whole bunch of junk food. A whole bunch of partying, a whole bunch of liquor, a whole bunch of concerts, which is rituals. Beyonce is putting a ritual, putting spells on you in every concert that she has. A whole bunch of nothing, but not one fucking ACH came out towards a life insurance policy. And you got to wonder yourself why. Because I'm telling you, most black people think like this, and this is why our people are two-thirds of our people are never going to get it together. That is facts. This is the reason why two-thirds of our people are never going to get it together. I'm going to say it one more time. This is the reason why two-thirds of our people never going to get it right. Because they think that because it doesn't benefit them and it benefits somebody else, that they say, fuck it. That's the reason why black folks are where they at right now. And then we sit up here and cry and talking about, oh man, why the police treat us so bad? Why the white man don't like us? Man, we need to come together. We need to stop doing this. We need to open our own churches. We need to open our own hospital. We need to open it all. Man, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Just be quiet. Damn, shut it up. You ain't spent not one dime toward any kind of life insurance. You ain't got no type of life insurance. You ain't got no type of wealth that you built enough for you and your family. And you want to sit up here and cry about the white man not treating you right. Boo fucking who? Give me a break. We have to start treating us right. We have to start treating us the way we need to be treated. We need to treat ourselves better. Come on, let's talk. Some good water right there. We run around here and talk about absolutely nothing. Man, she got a big booty, man. She got them dick sucking lips. Ain't talking about nothing, homie. You ain't talking about nothing. Got these women running around here talking about, man, for him to get with me, he got to make $150,000. Bitch, you live in a fucking rat ass infested apartment. If a man, let's talk about that for a moment, right? If a man did make $100,000, let's say for instance, okay, let's say he makes more than $100,000. Let's say for instance, You meet a man that makes $450,000. That's almost $500,000. That's damn good money. That's good damn money. Right? He meets you. He thinks you beautiful. He thinks you cute. Okay. In order to keep that man interested, you have to show something. I'm educating women on this right here, right? In order to keep that man interested, show him something. And no, you're not going to show him your dick sucking skills. You're not going to show him how you can ride the... any bitch can do that. Any bitch with a half a brain could go do that. That doesn't qualify you for him to take care of your stupid ass. Can you cook? Can you clean? Can you do something that he could do himself, but you do it better? You do it better. I'm educating somebody here today. Somebody's gonna listen to this podcast and be like, that is very interesting. If listen, as a woman, you don't even have to make even $50,000 to keep a man. See, that's the thing that I disagree with Kevin Samuels on. There are some good women out here. Some good women out here that may not be making six figures, but can get a six-figure man. Look at Crawford and his wife, right? Everybody talking about, oh, he a world champion. He's an undisputed world champion. Why he with that bitch? I mean, she look fat and shit like that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to tell you the reason why he with her. Because she's loyal. She probably can cook. She probably can clean. She can do things that most women are not willing to do. She probably is humble. She probably a sweet person. Probably a damn good mother and a damn good wife. That's why Bud Crawford is with her. Every nigga don't have to need a pin-up doll bitch. Every nigga don't need no playboy looking bitch. Every nigga don't need that. Most men want a woman that's going to take care of the household and be loyal to him, and when he comes home after he battles the, because for black men, you already got two strikes going outside the damn door anyway when you go to work. You already got two strikes. You're a black and you're a man. You're a threat to this whole entire world. Do you understand when a black man leaves this motherfucking household, do you understand that he is under danger? So after he comes out of danger, now all of a sudden he got to deal with your stupid ass? No. No. Now all of a sudden, now you bickering. Now you angry. Now you pissed. Now you sitting up there talking about what you ain't going to do. This is why most of you women are single. And then you get with other women who are single. Girl, man, these niggas ain't shit. Please, get out of my face with that. There are good men out here. There are good women out here, men too. I'm going to talk about the men too. But we're on the women right now, so let's stick to that. You got good men out here that is willing to motherfucker do everything for you, but you got to be humble. You got to be humble. You got to be humble. Stop thinking that your looks, and I'm gonna tell you something. This is, and the reason why a lot of these women are like that because their mamas taught them this. Their dads even taught them this. Girl, you are beautiful. You're a beautiful girl. You're gonna have them men throwing themselves at you. And I start seeing a lot of black dads, girl dads, do the same thing. You're slutting your daughter out and don't even fucking know it. Now she got this mentality that, oh, the world needs to be given to me the way I look. Man, please. I saw a girl dad talk about, oh, I take my daughter out the country so she ain't got to be impressed by your son's trips. Why are you competing against a future husband? You're competing against a future husband and you're the daddy? I'm sorry to say that, and I'm going to keep it all the way off fucking 100. I think some of these girls, they're fucking their daughters. I'm going to say it, and I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. Now, you can be mad, you can be sad, or you can be glad. It don't fucking matter to me. I am telling you some real shit. I think some of these girl dads are fucking their daughters. How are you competing with a future husband? Hell, your daughter not even 10 yet. And you competing against her future husband. You're competing against a man that she ain't even met yet. Why are you competing against a man that this girl hadn't even met yet? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I think some of these girls that are fucking their daughters. I'm just going to be real. Just like some of these mamas are fucking their sons. I'm being honest. See, we don't have these honest conversations in our community. We don't have these conversations. No. We don't have incest talked about, and we think that's white folks shit. But black folks do the same thing white folks do. That's facts. Come on, let's talk about this today. We're gonna take a small break. Yeah, we're gonna take a small break. Try to see here. Okay, we're gonna take a small break right now. This is Brother Dewan Reed, I Shall Not Want. And you can follow him on YouTube at DWON space Reed, REID. Here on the Jewel Life Podcast, song's called I Shall Not Want.
What? sufficient for me. Everybody say, ooh.
Welcome back here. Welcome back. Yes, sir. I Shall Not Want here on the Jewel of Life podcast. That was a pretty dope song, man. I say certain things to make people think. And let me clarify this for people here. I hear people hear brothers on the highways and byways, okay, saying that white people will be put in captivity, which is the Most High said in His Word that just will happen. They will serve 1,000 years of slavery. Okay? The Most High said in His Word that whatever you dish out, you will get double the reward. A reward doesn't always mean a reward, something that's good. A reward means the thing that you have done. So, you put black folks and indigenous people under slavery for over 400 years. You're going to get double that. You're going to get double that. But I'm here to talk about the people on the highways and byways talking about, yeah, we're going to be whipping you, and yeah, we like our coffee this, and we like our cotton like this, and we like this. Man, please. Please, you live in a fantasy world, man. And some of those brothers in those camps, they truly are honest about their love for Yah. I'm not sitting up here saying they don't love Yah. Now, don't get me wrong. Your elders, they're getting paid by the rabbis. Your elders are sellouts. That's facts. I don't give a damn what you had to say about it. I don't give a damn if you're mad, angry, whatever. Doesn't matter. Yes, your elders are being paid off by the rabbis. But those brothers who are on the highways and byways, man, they are truly, they truly think that this is for Yah. This is Yah. Yah talking. But I'm here to say this here, man, and I'm keeping it on the way 100. Black people's not going to oversee white folks through slavery. That's not going to happen. They're going to go under slavery with Satan. See, I want people to really get this, right? What Revelation 2 and 9 say? They said the people who call themselves Jewish are the synagogues of Satan, right? Who's the bosses? Who's the bosses for the white, who the white people's bosses? The synagogues. And they made a deal with the Jewish people. The Jewish people say, man, well, you can have the black folks, you can have the indigenous people, you can have people of color, and you can put their foot on your on their necks. We can give you a forced democracy. We can give you a fake-ass constitution. We can give you a fake-ass document, a.k.a. the U.S. passport, and you can do whatever the hell you want to do with that, and you can be on, you can have their foot on their necks. You can have China on their necks. You can have Medico on their necks. You can have all these indigenous countries on their necks. Yes, that is, you could totally do that. But white folks, I'm going to tell you something right now. Your forefathers sold you out. And you know this. Why you think so many kids in Canada are tripping, man? They can't even stand a man fishing. Come on, man. There was a brother here in Georgia down in Noonan. And like I said before, I spoke about this a couple weeks ago. I told you Noonan is a very racist place, man. Noonan is a very racist ass place. I am telling you this, man. Noonan is a very racist place. It's a very white supremacist place. Every time I used to make deliveries out there, man, I couldn't wait to get out of there, man. I don't know why I felt that way, but I always felt that way every time I went to Noonan. I felt like, man, I gotta get up out of here, man. I don't want to be here. I really don't want to even be associated with anybody here in Noonan, I'm telling you. But going back to what I was saying about that brother, they don't even want you out there fishing, and you have every right to go out there and fish. You've been paying all these HOA fees and all this other shit, and they don't even want you fishing. That's how much they are scared. They are afraid of you. Do you understand what I'm telling you? They are afraid. White folks now afraid because of the whole Montgomery situation. See, that's just, white people. I'm here to tell you this. That's just the beginning. That is just the beginning. Do you hear me? That is just the beginning. There, when I say that's just the beginning, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what the Most High have for you. And they know this. This is why they are trying to stop people from teaching about the true indigenous Indians. They're trying to stop teaching who the original Puerto Ricans are. They're trying to stop teaching who the real Dominicans are. They're trying to stop teaching who the real Cubans are. Yes. Who the original Samoans. Yes. Go out to Maui, okay? They talking about all the Samoans out there. They're not real fucking Samoans. They're Igupli people. The original Samoans were black indigenous people. Man, I'm here to tell you, we was already in Hawaii. We was already in Alaska. We was already in the Bahamas. We was already in America. We was already in Mexico. We always have been here, man. We always have been here. And we're going to continue to stay here until the Most High says, we're going to pluck my one-third out. Some gonna go through a portal. Some gonna leave out here through a plane. Some people gonna leave out here through a boat. What did the Most High say? The way we went out is where we should come back in. Do you understand that the waters are speaking? Who come? See, before I get off this podcast, I am here to tell you the waters are speaking. I had my cousin on Facebook, right? She was on Facebook. And she took a video. She said, well, what is that? What was outside last night? And she took a picture. And, man, UFOs. They are showing themselves, man. They are showing themselves in front of everybody. Even the two-thirds, they showing themselves. Man, they're coming. See, I want you to understand that, man. I want you to truly get that. I really want you to let that sizzle in your brain for a moment. These waters are talking. This air is talking. Yahweh is on his way back, but it's going to be a lot of things going to happen before then. We have to have a race war. We have to have famine. We have to have we're going to have more pandemics or plandemics. And guess what? The COVID, that was done by Satan. That was done by man. Wait till the Most High has to play. Woo! Man, come on, talk about it. Let's talk.
Let's talk about it, man. The Most High is going to start sending plagues. See, we got to stop thinking that the Most High is a soft-ass, pussy-ass nigga. Man, he ain't nothing soft. He ain't nothing to be played with out here. The Most High is going to start casting a lot of judgment. The Most High is going to start casting a lot of plagues and spells. I'm telling the Most High is going to do it. Yahweh is going to do it. People are going to be like, where is this? What is this? What's this new plague that's coming through? Scientists don't even have a vaccine for it, because that's from the Most High. That's why. That's what I'm trying to tell folks right now, man. Whatever you doing, you better stop it. You better stop being so fucking selfish. You better stop being so manipulative. You better stop being so greedy. You better stop all this, man. And you need to repent. It needs to be some serious repenting coming from you. You need to repent. You need to say, Most High, I know I did a lot of dirt. I did a lot of wrong, and I apologize. But you know what? Most of our people don't even have, there's too much pride in them. Man, I ain't saying sorry. You know, I got out the mud. You see, you feel what I'm saying, nigga? Well, shit, I had to fool that man to think that this kid was his. I had to fool him because I really don't know who my baby daddy is, and I have a feeling I know who it is, but he ain't gonna do shit for the kid. So let that nigga think that he the daddy. See, I'm telling you, all this stuff is gonna come right back to you. It's coming right back, man. All this stuff, all this dirt that niggas are doing, all this bullshit niggas are doing, I'm telling you right now, it's coming right back on you. It will come back on you 100-fold. All this shit, you think, do you really think that, the Most High just sitting back and just letting you just do whatever you want to do because you so good looking, you guy like that? He sitting back and wink at your ignorance. He sitting back and wink at you think he's stupid. This is why we have a lot of black women dying. See, I'm gonna say this again. Why do you think so many black women are dying, man? They have gone against what the Most High stands for. A lot of you women right now, a lot of you black women are talking about, I ain't going to submit to no nigga, blah, blah, blah. But the Most High said in his word to submit to your husband in and always. And this is why a lot of you guys, women, are dying. You're dying because you're not being submissive. You're dying because you're not being obedient to the Most High's word. This ain't what King Judah 23 is saying. This ain't what I personally think. This ain't my personal opinion. Ain't got nothing to do with that. Fuck my personal opinion. I am telling you what the Most High is saying. The Most High is saying to obey and to submit to your husband in all ways. Sometimes you may not like the way he pays bills, but so what? That's the way he pays bills, as long as he's paying them. You may not like the way your husband handles his business, but as long as he's handling his business and you're not going to bankruptcy and you're not going to foreclosure and you're not going through eviction process, let that man handle his business the way he handles his business. The way you do things is not the same way he's going to do things, and vice versa. But because you don't like something that he is not doing, you're not willing to submit to him. And that's why a lot of you, not a lot of black women, are getting a lot of diseases. And then you go out, you step out on that man, and you go sleep with that player, that future, that Nick Cannon. Yeah, yeah, girl, I take care of you. And then all they do, get your ass pregnant. That's it. They give you a couple $1,000 and send you on your way. That's how much they really thought about you. But you really put yourself in that position because why? You didn't like the way your man handled his business. Well, guess what, honey? I'm going to tell you something. Everybody's not you. You the only you out here. Learn how to be humble. Black men, stop being such fucking sissy for coochie. Stop paying all that, all that woman's bills. You look stupid. If a woman can't even go out here, let me tell you something, bro. And this is real shit, because the Most High made us providers, right? He made us leaders. So we understand we have to pay all the bills, most of the bills, right? But let's just say, for instance, your woman gets a good, decent job, right? Okay, she making $30 an hour, right? She making $30 an hour. Her overall salary is $180,000. You bring in $450,000. Okay, you're paying all the bills. Have one bill set for her, and she got to pay it. If she can't pay that bill, get rid of her. If she can't pay that bill, get rid of her. It could be something simple as a phone bill. Both of your plans together come out to be what? $125. Let's say it's $125 for the whole entire month. You get unlimited, she got unlimited everything. If she can't pay that $125, get rid of her. Now, mind you can pay the bill yourself. Yes. But leave her something too. Because there's too many women out here running around here, laying around, waiting for you to go fuck them. I'm telling you, this is real shit. And I'm telling men this right now. There's a lot of women out here that their goal is to sit there and they're going to go to work out. They're going to work out for an hour and go take a couple pictures while they're working out and show how cute they are and how big booty they have and how their breasts perk up. When it's cold outside and all that other shit, they're gonna show all that, but they ain't gonna. But they're literally sitting there waiting for you to fuck them. Give that woman something to do. When you with me, you gonna do something. Yeah, I'm gonna pay all the bills. I'm gonna make sure this house is taken care of. I'm gonna make sure that the rent and the mortgage is paid. I'm gonna make sure that the insurance is taken care of. I'm gonna make sure everything that pertains to this house is gonna be taken care of by me. But if you can't pay a simple $125 phone bill, I don't need nothing to do with you, because all you do is using me. Stop being a fucking simple coochie. Because she look good and her breasts perk up and she got them dick sucking lips. That you here's all my money and you and your girls can go out and drink and just turn up all you want. No. Give that woman something to do. I don't give a damn if it was just to go outside and plant some fucking flowers. Do something besides laying around thinking about when I'm coming home so I can go fuck you. Men, start using your head. Stop being a victim to what a woman wants. You got to start being a leader. You got to be the leader. Anyway, follow me on Instagram at KingJudah23, KingJudah23. Also follow me on Facebook. We'll have a scripture show on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, that's right. We'll be live Sunday morning at JUDAHLYFE. Not LIFE, but LYFE. Peace and favor, because with the Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. Peace. One love.